Who will be this year's standout freshman?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Every year, there's someone. Last year, you got your DBs, your freshman DBs, your freshman linebackers. There's somebody every year, a freshman that jumps out and explodes. That's what we're going to talk about today. CBS analyst Brad Crawford, who, by the way, off-season content king. Nobody can touch Brad Crawford. He is the king of lists, the king of off-season conversations. So big shout out to Brad Crawford with CBS Sports. He ranks at all the potential SEC freshman standouts, and we're going to go over the Auburn one. I'm going to give my pick, and then we're going to talk about some dark horse candidates. Let's jump right in. Again, Brad Crawford, MVP of the world of college football in the summer. He says Jacquez Wilkes is the guy. The Tigers have the experience to ease Wilkes into the lineup, but his talent could shorten the process. That's a bar. The rangy freshman possesses the sideline to sideline speed and instincts that are musts for first-year contributors in this league. Coaches have been impressed with his maturity and ability to process the game. Traits that often determine whether the young pass rush linebacker hybrids, woo, that's a mouthful, see the field early. Wilkes also has the versatility to help on special teams. Oh man, I haven't even thought about that. While earning defensive snaps by the second half of the season, he could be one of the most dependable young defenders. Jacquez Wilkes on special teams, on kickoff team, that'll give you nightmares for opposing teams. If I'm on kickoff return and that big child's coming down full speed ahead, I'm going to have to make a business decision. I think it's a great pick. And he didn't even really mention the biggest reason why is that I think the biggest way freshmen get on the field are if they're in a position group that's either A, thin, inexperienced, or maybe just not overall very talented. The edge room is very talented on paper. There's a lot of guys. I mean, gosh, if you roll out there with what you saw at A-Day, you'll have Deshaun Womack on one side and Jared Smith on the other, and both of those guys were five stars. Now, Deshaun Womack has been through it. You know, he hasn't quite reached that five-star potential. And then Jared Smith, he's only just begun, really, his career at Auburn. He had, two sacks last year. So it's not that there's no talent. It's that there's just a lot of unproven talent. I mean, J.J. Falk, who apparently gained a whole person in weight over the offseason, put in the work, and he's up to a potential size, physique to have a breakout year. It's not that there's not talent there. It's just that there's not any super proven talent. And Jacquez Wilkes is a freak. Jacquez Wilkes is a guy that whenever he was in, you know, high school, albeit at a very low classification, was playing stand-up middle linebacker. And then he'd go on offense, and everybody in the world knows they're turning around and handing it off to him, playing every single snap. There is a learning curve aspect to it, and I will say you could see that in spring. You could see that in practice, that he's thinking a lot. And that's understandable. That's all freshmen. He's an early enrollee, which was fantastic. He got to go through spring. He stands out when you just look out on the field. He's definitely one of those get off the bus first or get off the bus early type guys if you want to send a message from a physique standpoint. But you could tell, man, this is different. This is different than Wadley High School, okay? I'm going to have to learn all these drills. I got to learn all this technique. But it doesn't take long for those type guys that you can tell are locked in and are very, what's the right word? Locked in is fine. The guys that are, you can just see, want it. Guys that you can just see are like, okay, I want this. I'm focused on what they're telling me. I'm still having to think. But once it clicks, watch out. And then towards the end of spring, he started playing a lot faster. So it's a great pick because of what we talked about first. Now, I really believe Jared Smith is going to be, if he stays healthy, it's just impossible for me to see how that kid is. If very similar to the conversation with Byron Brown, it's hard for me to see how Jared Smith's not going to be good. He's just so explosive at that size that it's hard to imagine how that doesn't translate into being a good to great to elite pass rusher. Maybe not necessarily always ending in sacks, but a guy that is going to frustrate a quarterback, a guy that's going to move the quarterback off of his mark, make him have to throw off platform, get him out of his rhythm, speed that clock up. You know, whenever you play baseball and when you're in high school or little league or whatever, you could have been the best hitter in the world. If the pitcher hits the batter in front of you, you're going to be nervous when you get up there. You don't want to get hit. It's going to make you think about things. I think Jared Smith could be that type of – I think Jared Smith could have that type of effect on quarterbacks this year. I really do. I think he could be that guy. So where does Jonquez Wilkes slide in? You can't play – every down, like you're going to have to come off the field sometime to take a break. There's going to be situations where you may want to even put out more pass rushers. I just find that position group the easiest maybe for Jonquez to maybe slide in and see if he can steal some snaps from somewhere. Now, special teams will be where he could really eat. He could really eat on kickoff team, and because he's fast enough and athletic enough to, you know, just dip down the field and go get some guys. He's not one of those bigger defensive linemen that you can't really put him out there. He can run like a linebacker. He can run like a safety. So you might as well put a big guy in there to go, you know, go make something happen. I think that's a great pick. Good position group for him to make some noise in, potential. And he's just also a freak. I think he's probably the most athletic player in last year's class. So definitely has an opportunity to make some noise if he's adjusted, if he's kind of acclimated to the speed of the game. Him being here early was crucial for that. So great pick there. I got a couple of picks. And then I got a dark horse pick. I'm locked into the dark horse term now. I mean, we talked about dark horses earlier. It's either earlier this week or last week. Got to talk dark horses. I got a dark horse pick that I think you're going to like. We're going to jump into that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you have an Auburn business, whether you're a alumni or a fan, you need to be on here. List your business on buyauburn.com for less than $1 per day, and you'll have this website blasted to thousands of Auburn fans every single day, every single month, every single week. And then if you're an Auburn fan, start your buying process for anything at buyauburn.com, whether it's a product, a service, a restaurant, moving to a new town. Hey, let me pull it up and see if there's Auburn folks in there. You could be a dentist, man. There's Auburn dentists, Auburn vets everywhere. If you're an Auburn vet, an Auburn dentist, an Auburn orthodontist, eye doctor, real estate agent, anything, you need to be listed on buyauburn.com. If you need a good realtor in the Auburn, Opelika area, hit me up, Kyle Rush, with Keller Williams Legacy Property Group here in Auburn, Opelika. Email me at kylerush@kw.com. Doesn't matter if you want to buy, build, sell, or invest. Got some really cool investment options here in the Auburn, Opelika area for game day, for student housing, or, hey, just anything short-term, long-term, doesn't matter. Hit me up. Would love to help. It's kylerush@kw.com. That's the email. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk my pick. And this one's a little obvious just because of the production you saw in the 8A game. But it's Deshaun Spencer. That's an easy one. Okay. And it's very similar storyline to Jaquez as far as position group goes. Breakout freshman, a lot of times, is going to depend on who's in front of him. And also, the way this offense operates, particularly from a wide receiver standpoint, I wanted to go with Brian Williams Jr., but he's playing right behind Keyshawn Singleton, okay? And the way they run this offense so they can go fast is the right outside wide receivers and the left outside wide receivers don't ever change spots. They're always on the right side and always on the left side. Keyshawn Singleton ain't coming off the field. If he's healthy, he's phenomenal. He's going to be out there. Brian Williams Jr. is right behind him. Now, could there be a scenario if somebody gets injured on the left side, Brian Williams Jr.? I don't know if he's literally like the number three guy or if he's the number four guy. Could he go over to the left side? Sure. But when there's that many wide receivers out there and you only line up in one spot, you're limited to your potential options. Now, switch over to the slot guys. They move all over the field. Okay, they could be on the left side. They could be on the right side. Ton of versatility there. And there could be multiple of them out there. Deshaun came in and I don't know how, but he was unheralded a little bit. Three-star guy, committed to Duke. I think they flipped him really late. But, I mean, this is a guy who had more receiving yards at Saralyn than Ryan Williams. He's a dog. So he came in, and then something happened that's unfortunate, but it gave him the opportunity to shine, and that was when Christian Neptune banged up his shoulder, I think, in that very first scrimmage. So that gave Deshaun time to get some more reps, and he exploded. I love Alex Golish's quote when he talked about the A-Day game. He said that was only – he either said it was the first time or that was only the second time where there was an actual opportunity to tackle, like really tackle. And that just so happened to be the time – that Deshaun Spencer exploded. Like typically, you would think wide receivers and running backs and you know whatnot are going to shine when there's no real tackling. Particularly wide receivers, especially smaller ones. No, when it's live, that's when that kid makes stuff happen. And a lot of it's after the catch too. He's very electric. He's not your typical like possession slot receiver. Deshaun Spencer is going to be the one to watch out of this class because of talent and opportunity. I think there's going to be opportunities for him to make some plays. Obviously, I really like Brian Williams Jr. I love the dedication he seems to have put in to be, you know, over 200 pounds in that short period of time now, 6'4", 210. That's big. There ain't nobody on the roster. I guess Jeremiah Koger's this closest one. There's not many players on the roster with that type of those type of measurables, I just wonder about the position flexibility from that outside receiver and will he get his shot? Whereas Deshaun Spencer, you can move him anywhere on the field and he can make plays. We saw that. That's my pick. I got a couple of dark horse picks. And I don't want to be like name the whole class. So I got two dark horse picks. One is my number one. It's basically like 1A and 1B, and they both kind of play the same position. My 1A dark horse pick is Corey Wells. I feel like because of the late enrollment, we forget about him. I feel like because he wasn't a guy that got here early, he didn't get any eyeballs on him in spring. He didn't get to go through the practices and things like that. I feel like because of all that, he doesn't get the love or we forget about him. But what I do know for a fact is this guy was the top interior defensive lineman that this previous staff had targeted. I mean, when you say previous staff, it was Durkin and Vontrell. Well, they're still here. So it was their number one guy on the interior. And I never will forget that June, man. I never will forget. It was either May or end of May or beginning of June. He came in on a visit. They had the full court press on him, left feeling amazing. He's probably going to commit on Monday. Texas says, hey, come in for a visit the next weekend, and I think he commits on that visit. They didn't give up, and obviously you flip him just like that's the way the story goes. You flip him there at the end. But, I mean, he checked in at 6'4", 6'5", over 300 pounds. Haven't heard a ton about him since he's been here. It's been only a short period of time. But I just know that this dude is he's a hoss. And there is a lot of competition on the interior. So that could hinder him. It'll only be because of that. I mean, there are some really big dudes there on the interior that have, you know, some experience that he's going to have to fight through. I mean, you got Malik Autry. You got Cody Sigler. You got St. Ferrier. Jordan Crawford. Now, not all these guys are going to play the exact same position. Darian Smith, Walter Mathis Jr. Like, there's a bunch of guys he's going to have to fight through. But, I mean, this dude from Petal, Mississippi, he's coming to play. So, Corey Wells, I think, I'm anxious. I can't wait till the first practice availability. Can't wait to lay eyes on him. Because I know he's a dog. I know he's talented. And some of those times, sometimes when guys come in a little bit later, maybe they have a little, I got something to prove mindset, even if they're the same class as, you know, a lot of these other guys that got there a little bit before him. I got something to prove. I got to put my stamp on something. I'm telling y'all, watch out for Corey Wells. They also got his picture on the roster online updated, and it's phenomenal. He's got like two-tone hair. He just looks like a dude that's going to make plays. I love it. Another honorable mention for dark horse, Tavian Branch, and I've talked about it before. He got my very first That Dude award. Who the heck is that dude? From the number confusion to the size, and then he gained a lot of good weight since he's been here. He may fight. So, I mean, put him on the list as well of guys that Corey Wells is going to have to compete with. Really sneaky, like wrapping this whole thing up, all things considered about last year's high school recruiting class, the coaching change, the signing day only 3 days after the coaching hire, there's some dogs in this class, man. There really is. I mean, we haven't talked about like Wilson Zaire. I don't know how much he's going to play, but I think he's going to be really good. Bear McWhorter, I think he's going to be really good. Brady Marchese, like down the road, he could be really good. There's some guys in this class that can play, man. they did a really good job finishing this thing off and bringing in some potential difference makers under like the toughest, most impossible circumstances. Can't wait to see these guys play. Let me know who you think. Let me, if you agree, disagree. Did we miss somebody? Who do you think is going to be the freshman standout? Guys, make sure you like and subscribe. If you want to be a premium member, we're dropping premium content every single day, as well as our free content. And then we got a new show coming next week that's going to be members only on YouTube that you, if you're a guy, if you're someone that it's hard to keep up with everything, you're going to love this. You're going to freaking love this. Guys, y'all have a great week. We'll talk again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.